Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
I didn't come in here to participate and say, oh, the old man got a chance to manage.
For the first time this season, we're joined on this opening day by Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Skipper.
Good morning, guys.
Listen, we haven't done this before, but let me tell you, it's going to be the best part of your week for the next 6-8 months, I promise.
I'm certain it will be a good part of it, I'm sure.
Hey, I wanted to ask you that because we played that hilarious clip of you addressing the team at the front end of spring training, saying, look, this isn't about me getting a chance to manage. You know, certainly at this point in your career, you got nothing left to prove. I wonder, was there a moment where you thought, do I really need to do this?
I was pretty much wanted to do it.
Nice.
There's times during your career when you're like, really, you know, what's next? And whenever you start looking ahead, you miss the potholes that you're walking right past, you know, and it's so true. So I just kept my head down and things worked out. I had some great opportunities and this thing worked out and I couldn't be more pleased. I've told Mark a million times, Mark, this isn't work. You know, this is a life work. If work needs to be included in the phrase, this is a life work. It's something I love. Matt Arnold and his staff have been great. You know, I have a great staff around me, guys that I'm familiar with. So this has been a fun thing. We've got an uphill battle, and we got to figure some things out, but we're heading in the right direction.
So, Skip, is it a challenge to connect with that young generation?
You mean my old ass? Is that what you're saying?
I thought he phrased it very nicely. I don't know.
Is it hard for your old ass to relate to the younger crowd?
Yes.
I don't know. Probably. I don't know. I just do what I can do, man. I'm just myself. I don't try to relate. I just, you know, I'm authentic. I think most of the time I like to keep it light. And at the same time, I like to try to achieve things people don't think we can.
This being opening day, Skipper, where does it rank in terms of the opening days that you've had at any level? You've been around baseball a long time. You've seen a lot of them. They're all special in their own way. How does this one set up for you today?
Oh, there's no question that, you know, I'm excited to come to work every day, whether it's first game or fifth game. And I don't want to de-emphasize anything about opening day, that's for sure. But I'm excited the same every day, and this isn't about me, so it doesn't matter how I'm feeling. It doesn't matter if, you know, it's a great thing for me or not. It doesn't matter. You know, this is about players and getting them to play right. That's my job, and I can't get out of that mode. I can't get all, you know, for all the happy horse crap, I can't get all excited about that. I got to stay in my mode.
So, Pat, we've been talking.
Makes for a bad interview, but sorry. You guys signed up for it, not me.
So we've been trying to figure out, so on opening day or the home opener, there's always, they introduce everyone, everyone runs out to the first base line and tips their cap and gets an applause. So we've been trying to figure out who's going to get the loudest ovation this year. And some of the candidates, Rhys Hoskins is who I expect would probably get a pretty loud reception today. Brandon Woodruff is a dark horse candidate that someone had suggested. Someone else suggested that you will get the loudest ovation. Who do you think the club is going to get the most praise?
Let's see where this is on my list of importance today. this is a great question. Wow, what a great question. I can't find it on my list, but Jackson Churio.
Yeah. Hey, listen, on that, I wanted to ask you about this. So watching the game Sunday afternoon out there in New York, and Churio goes 2-for-4 on that day. That infield ground ball that he legged out, Pat, was sometimes a guy gets to base because the shortstop is ranging far to his right and has to throw off balance and things. That That looked like a borderline routine ground ball that your guy legged out. He's crazy fast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it was routine. He hit over the top of it. It wasn't a great swing. It wasn't a great at bat. But we'll take the good fortune, because sometimes you hit a line drive and it gets caught. But that wasn't a great at bat. They get credited for a hit, but not in my mind. But he is tremendously fast. And, you'll see a lot of that out of him if he hits over the top of the ball. But then it'll dwindle, because if he keeps hitting over the top like that, it'll be taken out of the lineup. So get comfortable with it now, because he might not be in there if he keeps doing that.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Brewers 360. Really look forward to talking to you through the season.
Yes, sir. Happy opening day.
Thanks.
All right, sir. We'll see you out at the yard, 7:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.